Photos: 6-year-old spends $1,000 using father's Grubhub app. Dad, did the pizzas come yet? By Amy Furr on January 31, 2023. A little boy in Michigan spent $1,000 when he gained access to his father's food delivery app on Saturday. Keith Stonehouse of Chesterfield Township was at home with his 6-year-old, Mason, while his wife was out that night with friends, MLive.com reported Tuesday. When big orders of food such as jumbo shrimp, salads, chili cheese fries, ice cream, and rice started coming from delivery drivers with Grubhub, Stonehouse was confused and a little upset. "I don't really find it funny yet, but I can laugh with people a little bit. It's a lot of money and it kind of came out of nowhere," he stated. Stonehouse apparently let the child play a game on his cell phone for a little while before going to bed. At the time, he did not think his son would instead click on the app and place orders with local restaurants. However, Stonehouse eventually figured out what was happening and realized it was Mason. "Imagine my shock when delivery driver after delivery driver show up last night dropping off food at my doorstep," he wrote in a social media post on Sunday. Meanwhile, Chase Bank sent him a fraud alert declining a $439 order from a local pizza restaurant. While he was putting his child to bed, the doorbell kept ringing and deliveries kept piling up. But there was nothing Stonehouse could do to stop it. "I wish it was Monopoly money," he wrote in a social media post on Tuesday. The family put most of the food orders in their refrigerators. They have more than one because his wife owns a bakery. Neighbors also came by to enjoy the unexpected feast. When he talked to Mason about the situation, Stonehouse recalled, "I was trying to explain to him that this wasn't good and he puts his hand up and stops me and says, 'Dad, did the pepperoni pizzas come yet?'" At that moment, Stonehouse walked out of the room because he was unsure whether to get angry or laugh. Stonehouse's followers commented on his initial post, one person asking, "Hey Keith, can I borrow her phone? Lol, I'm planning on having a party. That is the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. Gotta admit it'll be a great story retold for years to come," another person told him.